Fellow Freedom fans, this is David Allen Carmichael with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM and on live video stream on faithfreedoms.org. That's faithfreedoms.org. Our number here is 888-850-1872. At first, I thought you had heard that, but we had a different bumper bringing us in at the top of the hour. So it's 888-850-1872. I've been doing lots of homework today. A lot of weird things going on. There's, I see a report that some of the Florida Republicans, primarily, have come out and complained about this current health care bills. But actually, I see as I'm glancing through this list, it's bipartisan as far as the complaints. The problem with this report, as I see it, is the vast majority of people that are complaining, these are Florida congresspersons, that are complaining about the current health care bill as it's being rushed through Congress right now. They're not complaining about the role of government or the constitutional basis, or it's possible that this machinery that's rolling along has nothing to do with reality and the Constitution of the United States and the role of government. What it is they're kind of arguing about who it is that's going to be sharing the, the burden. Not just the burden. Is it going to be affecting retirees? So many people in our audience are thinking, hey, you know, I've already got some problems with my Medicare plan, and it's getting worse. They jostled my prescriptions just a few years ago, and that was insane. But now they're going to yank around my Medicare. So a lot of people are concerned about that. The problem is you're not stepping back and going, the reason why you're concerned about how it's affecting your Medicare is because the thing itself very well may be a wrong. The whole thing itself, the fact that it's even happening, very well may be a wrong. And what you're seeing is what the symptoms of the wrong happen to be. I wonder, are you concerned more about the wrong or the right of it, rather than if you get into the weeds of this thing once it gets implemented, how it's going to benefit you or gratify you? What I find is that's where people normally get caught up in their weeds. As I've been saying here on the show, as I say, it's the in-flight entertainment while your plane's in the nosedive. They're getting you distracted with the details. You're arguing over the details of something that ought not to be. So that's what happened. I'm going to play a clip from somebody today. I guess, actually, I did it yesterday. I did it yesterday, and it was a Republican National Committee chairman, and his name is Mr. Steele. And he talked about this whole healthcare thing, and what he was posing to the National Press Club was that this is very unprecedented. And somebody brought up the question and said, well, you guys were completely wrong about Medicare and things like that. He responded saying, well, actually, it does have some problems. It does affect the fabric of our society. It does have negative impact. It has a negative effect. It isn't the perfect world that some had claimed it to be. And what it is if you look back on it, it was actually the first step. So those who see their Medicare being interfered with, well, folks, that was just part of. You were on board with the first step. You were the bait to get you involved with the government control and actually becoming your benefactor. So that's on the first end of it. Now what's happening is you're beginning to see that this thing that was sent to you as bait really had a hook that possibly in the long term wasn't really for your best interest. You're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I'm going to try to talk about these issues on the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. As I'm looking through this article, and this is from, I'm trying to see where this is from. It's from Washington, I got this off the Citrus Daily. Thank you again for submitting that, Robbie Douglas, doing a great job. As I'm looking through this list, Jeff Miller, Andrew Crenshaw, Cliff Stearns, John Micah, Gus Bilirakis, Bill Young, Adam Putman, Vern Buchanan, and others. I'm going through this whole list of people who are just Mel Martinez, Senator Mel Martinez. This started out citing Congressman Brownweight. She was the first one listed here. As I'm going through this, I am now inspired to give their office a call over the next days, weeks, and I'm going to ask them, okay, you're complaining, and I'm going to read some clips from some of these complaints, but what I'm going to do is ask them, well, how come you're not complaining about the constitutionality of it? Could you tell me what part of the U.S. Constitution empowers you to implement such a scheme? Not just what the weeds are, whether or not you're going to use people's money to kill human beings under the guise of health care, or whether or not it's going to create more cost out of the pocket of retirees. That isn't the question. Is should you be doing it? And is everybody in Congress completely duped that once something gets proposed, that they just get caught in the flow and begin to argue about the details of the thing instead of whether the thing ought to actually be there or not? And it seems as I'm watching Congress do their thing, they have these parliamentary tricks, and that's how they block things. Instead of just coming out and saying, hey, folks, let's all use our rational minds here, and let's discuss this issue on a constitutional basis. Of course, they'd loathe to discuss it on a biblical basis. And of course, right versus wrong gets a little bit gray when you don't refer to the first two. So they normally don't do that. They usually use some strange parliamentary dodge procedure. Some Phil A. Buster gets involved. I want to see one of the comments that are made here. It says, now I think this is what Congressman Brownweight, I think she said this. We all strongly support. Oh, no, this is like the top line. I guess they all signed off on this thing. This is a statement released by this whole group. We all strongly support health care reform. And I'm putting the question mark there. I still haven't had anybody explain to me why there needs to be a health care reform and what that really means. I haven't seen it. I just hear them debating over the supposedly already concluded issue, it looks like, and believe that all Americans should have access to quality and affordable health care. Well, yeah, quality and affordable health care, that's a good thing. I think, yeah, I don't know, that's being in America, the way the systems work so far, you really have done it has been a good place to get health care. In fact, people from other countries come here. However, we do not believe that it is right to take from some of our neediest citizens as a means of funding this reform. See, now they're not worried about whether or not the government should actually be doing it, but it's who it is that's basically. Now, this is where I'm going here today. We're going to talk about factions. See, it's factionism. We're arguing over the factionism instead of the justness of it. And justness means you can't have it to be just if it has no basis in law. So it can't be just. So of course it's going to be unfair. It's actually going to be a catastrophe. But let's see what they see. I think they're worried about the weeds. We do not believe that it is a right to take from some of our neediest citizens as a means of funding this reform. That's what they said. The health care reform bill just released by the House leadership relies on steep funding cuts to Medicare in order to fund its healthcare expansion. Yes, of course it does. This whole strange new wave of basically kind of a communist socialist kind of weird thing that people were fighting back in World War II and Korea and things like that. It's basically taking over America. And as you begin to see statistics on what people think about this, the majority would say, hey, don't do it. But the thing is, there's a minority in power. So it's sort of happening in spite of what you would want. So that's a little thing. We're going to actually read the Federalist Paper number 10 today, where James Madison was talking about factions. Let's see. The bill cripples Medical Air Advantage program, proposing an additional cuts of $156 billion. So there's a whole bunch of stats here. But here's somebody's statement. I'm going to try to figure out who said this. But one of the Congress people, it was Emmett Reed. Here's a comment by Emmett Reed, executive director of the Florida Healthcare Association. This is what he said. He said, we should be fixing what is broken, not decimating the care of Florida's senior population. This is change our state can't afford. Now, again, my question is, what is it exactly that's broken? I'm looking at, I'm going to go into the Afghan discussion here later, but one of the things that I see is people aren't really spending a lot of time talking about the details of those things that are broken. They're arguing over whose solution is best without ever really talking about the details of what is broken. Is there anything broken? In the good old days, when you considered whether a legislature was going to propose a bill, what they would do is to see, is there anything broken? And is it broken so bad that the legislature really ought to intervene? And if it's not that bad, if there are other mechanisms to solve this problem, then let's not make any legislation. That was the good old school 200 years ago perspective. And then people got involved in kind of strange ways, and things have blossomed into this strange occurrences that are happening today in our Congress. Here's another quote from this statement by the Florida Congress members. The bill also contains a pay or play requirement forcing businesses which are fighting to survive in a down economy to dramatically increase their costs by providing health insurance coverage or pay fine. So you're hearing a lot of problems. This thing's actually creating a lot of problems. But I haven't actually come to know what problem it is it's trying to solve. The Congressional Budget Office has warned Congress that this will result in the hiring of fewer low-wage workers. So now, if you know the big scheme of the redistribution of wealth, folks who haven't read the Constitution or the Federalist Papers upon the Constitution and have not had been steeped in the American, I guess, ideal of government and society, if they've got this other thought process of basically effectively doing what Hitler wanted to do, but couldn't do it by force. If they're from that school, well, that makes sense that they are going to have the hiring of fewer low wage workers. I'm not really sure how that works, but what they're going to do is it's going to level out the what people have. And ultimately, I think it's kind of strange, but it actually ultimately results in making it so everybody has less. Strange event that happens there. Okay, so here's another comment that one of the people from Congress here. Let me back up to see who said this. Oh, this is Congresswoman Jenny Brownwaite. So let me read this. I got about 2 minutes before our break. Increasing taxes and creating mandates on employers and individuals already struggling in today's economic climate will force us further away from recovery. See, we're arguing about the weeds of something that might not ought to be done any at all. We're arguing over the weeds. Reducing funds. See, this is a pragmatic argument, not one regarding justice or that which is right or according to law. Reducing funds to Medicare, a program barely maintaining solvency at its current funding level, is short-sighted and impractical. Healthcare, now this is a quote, healthcare reform is indeed necessary, says Jenny Brownwaite, but I don't know that yet. I don't know that they've convinced anybody on that. I don't think we've seen the numbers. We're seeing conclusions. All scientists say healthcare reform is indeed necessary, but so Congresswoman Brownwaite goes on to say, healthcare reform is indeed necessary, but will be best achieved by building on the American principles, yeah, that made us the greatest nation on earth, innovation and competition. Now, that was very good. That is very good. I am going to make some phone calls to these offices to find out when all these folks are saying healthcare reform is indeed necessary. I want to know the details. So that's my charge right now. That's my homework. That's my tasker. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about these things. I've got a superb audio clip from a congressman from Arizona who's challenging the very roots of what's going on here in Congress, what's really going on with the administration, what's going on with American government. Folks, it's happening on our watch. We've got to beware of what's going on and bring it all back to the right reference. So right will happen. Ultimately, you're going to benefit. We'll return.